All right. Here it is. Again. And it's called
Radio XU. Greetings and welcome back to Radio XU. I'm Tom D. Tonight we conclude our look back at the California-based music movement known as the Paisley Underground. As before, most of the action will be centered on the city of Los Angeles, but we'll also be tracing roots back to the California college towns of Davis and Chico, as well as Tucson, Arizona. Our first stop tonight will be in Davis, California, to hear from the band whose name was inspired by the author William S. Burroughs. Here's Thin White Rope with Not Your Fault.
I'm confused. said it was nowhere. He'd find a new job and stay there. Car opened south like he'd fade if he stayed here. It scared him, he felt claustrophobic and needed some air. Something affected him down in the desert. Something affected him down in the desert. Caro went south with a sigh of relief, and he said he'd be happy with anything different. South, but he went through the desert. A Mexican influence followed him home in the fall. Something affected him down in the desert. Something affected him down in the desert.
From their 1985 debut LP, Exploring the Axis, that was Thin White Rope with Down in the Desert. And before that, taken from their 1987 album Moonhead, we heard the song Not Your Fault. Thin White Rope was started in Davis, California in the early 80s by singer-guitarist Guy Kaiser and drummer Joseph Becker. The band was eventually signed by the independent label Frontier Records. Over the course of 10 years, Kaiser and guitarist Roger Kunkel presided over a revolving lineup of drummers and bass players. Though they never achieved widespread commercial success in the U.S., they developed a substantial following in Europe. The group eventually split up in 1992. And now, leaving Davis, we head north to Chico, California, to hear from 28th Day.
Sadness, but it never hurts. I
featuring the vocals of Barbara Manning and Cole Marquis. That was 28th Day with Dead Sinner. And before that, their song 25 Pills, both taken from their eponymous 1985 LP, produced by Russ Tolman of True West and released on his Bring Out Your Dead label. This album was the only recording released by the band before it split up in 1986. Next up, a song from the Los Angeles band led by Falling James Moreland. Here's the Leaving Trains with the song Leaving Train.
Thank you.
That was Mobilization by Savage Republic, a song included on the 1983 Various Artists compilation entitled The Radio Tokyo Tapes, a collection of music produced at the recording studio Radio Tokyo by its founder, Ethan James, also known as Ralph Kellogg, former member of the rock group Blue Cheer. As a producer and engineer, James worked with a great many LA groups, including the Minutemen, Black Flag, the Bangles, and Rain Parade. I must admit that Savage Republic were probably never associated with the Paisley Underground, but they were active in the LA alternative music scene during the same period and played at many of the same venues. Before Savage Republic, we heard the Leaving Trains with Leaving Train from their 1984 LP Well Down Blue Highway, released by Bemis Brain Records and produced by David Roback of Rain Parade. And now we hear from the band that was originally founded in Tucson, Arizona in 1982 by David K. Seeger and former Green on Red member Van Christian. Here's Naked Prey with Little Lucy. XU.
Surely come, I pray for a reflection of the sun against the sun. You better take the word, try and hold it in your hand. Take the word, what was the reason to be sad? Don't be sad. I saw a woman walking. Her face was weathered and torn as she looked down onto the night with the eyes of one who hates for just being born. She asked me a question: was I better off than she? I spent my whole life searching for a reason to believe I'm free. You better take the word, try and hold it in your hand. Take the word, there was no reason to be sad. Don't be sad.
Naked Prey with Take the Word, and before that, Little Lucy. You'll find those songs on the European version of their eponymous debut album. Produced by Dan Stewart of Green on Red, and issued in 1985 by Down There Records, the independent label that was managed by Steve Wynn of the Dream Syndicate. And now we're going to hear from a Los Angeles group who took their name from a song by the Undertones. Here's Wednesday Week with That Train.
Thank you.
That was Wednesday Week with Why, from their 1986 LP, What We Had. And before that, it was their song That Train, taken from the 1987 Various Artists compilation, The Enigma Variations 2. The band was formed in Los Angeles in 1983 by sisters Christy and Kelly Callan. The Callan sisters had previously been involved in an earlier group that also included Steve Wynn, later of the Dream Syndicate. After releasing an EP and two albums, Wednesday Week split up in 1990. And now we hear from the band that was originally known as Clay Allison. Here they are now as Opal.
Happy nightmare, baby. We'll be right back.
That was Opal with Soul Giver. And before that, the title track of their 1987 LP, Happy Nightmare Baby. After her stint as bass player in the original lineup of the Dream Syndicate, Kendra Smith joined former Rain Parade guitarist David Roback in the one-off Rainy Day project, after which Roback and Smith started a new band, Clay Allison, later changing their name to Opal. Opal only released one EP and one album before they split up. Smith left the group during the band's final tour and was replaced by Hope Sandoval. It was this version of the group that eventually became Mazzy Star. Sadly, David Roback died from cancer in February of 2020. Well, that just about brings us to the end of another episode of Radio XU and concludes our look back at the Paisley Underground. I hope you enjoyed it. Let me know what you thought of the music. Visit my webpage at sonicdaydream.blogspot.com and leave a comment, or just say hello. I'd love to hear from you. Right now, I'm going to leave you with one more track from Thin White Rope. It's a sweet little number called Thing. Until we meet again, this is Tom D, signing off.
Radio XU.